I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Flanta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, March 19th, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is our first show.
Yes, it's our first show
in a while. Right? Yeah, you've been busy, I've been busy, and so it's just that's just how it works out. And we apologize that we're not here regularly, but, you know, life happens, right?
And we can do that.
Yeah.
It's our show.
That's right.
But yeah, we are sorry. It has been a while. We've had it's been a busy couple of months, eh? And it's like,
yeah, it has.
February took forever. March has been like 3 days, and it's almost over.
Right.
And it's almost April.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like we're 4 months into the year already. We're almost halfway in. Like, does it even seem?
No, it goes by so quickly, and there's just a lot of stuff that happens. I mean, we were just chatting before we started about all the stuff we've even covered the stuff that's happened.
No, I don't think we actually have. There's been actually a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and something you mentioned that's actually quite interesting. You mentioned that you'd seen a few movies. You've been to the theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to do that lately, but it's good that you're going out to see whatever's happening in the.
Yeah, because usually you're usually the movie guy.
Yeah, I ended up watching a lot of stuff for the Oscars on, you know, like on demand and on Cineplex's thing, and then a lot of, you know, movies that, of course, are Netflix.
Of course,
but you saw a couple, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, we saw. The kids and I saw A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, with Oprah.
With Oprah, and what's that other gal that I don't really love? But
Reese Witherspoon?
Don't really mind. No, I like Reese Witherspoon. It's the
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah. You know, I don't mind her. She's all right.
Yeah.
She still hasn't, like, fully formed, like, 100% credibility with me yet, but mm-hmm. I can accept her.
Yeah. And then I think you saw Black Panther, too, right?
Yeah, I saw Black Panther too. That movie was, and not just because of all the, not because of all the publicity and everything that went with it. It was just genuinely a really amazing movie.
That's what everyone said who's seen it that I've talked to. I haven't seen it myself, but everyone says it's one of the best movies that, you know, kids like it, old people like it as well.
Oh yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm not even into the whole, I'm not really into Marvel
superheroes
movies and superhero stuff, but this is one that I could definitely get behind. And of course, not only for, you know, all the color in it, I think it was really just the real female empowerment that I really felt from it.
Mm-hmm.
And also being black, that obviously, but the female empowerment was really strong.
You see, I don't talk to very many kids, so I only talk to adults who've seen it, and they say the same things that you have. With two kids, what did they think of it?
Oh, the kids loved it. When I went with Simone, that was her second time seeing it.
Oh, okay, I see. And she didn't mind seeing it again?
Oh, not at all. She quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A Wrinkle in Time, when we saw that, she said immediately she wanted to see it again.
Oh, really?
I missed parts of it because I was kind of like in and out of like sleep consciousness.
Right.
To be honest, I was like having some like horrible stomach issues. So I was pretty doped up on Gravol and Tylenol through the movie and I fell asleep.
But she,
I wasn't really asleep.
But she didn't fall asleep and she still wants to see it again.
Yeah, she didn't fall asleep.
Yeah. No,
she never does. But she said it was really good. She definitely wants to see it again, which is great because, you know, it has a really strong message in it. So
yeah, and of course, both films, the casting is important because it's you don't really see films like that that have people of, you know, of a certain color.
For sure, yeah.
Headlining the film, and does this encourage people, movie makers, to do more of that? Just because they make a lot of money, I think it will, right?
Well, I think it just makes them more, these movies, so much more relatable, right?
Mm.
you know, like A Wrinkle in Time, for example. Well, of course, Oprah was in it, so you know, I love that. But the main actress, the girl, was mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm sure for Simone, it's not very common to see somebody like herself depicted as the main character, female, in a movie. You know, I think it's a really good time right now that we're going through with all these things and society. It's a great learning experience for them.
And I guess we realize again. I mean, I remember when Oprah left her show, people were sad about that. But I mean, this was a chance for her to act again, and people forget what a good actress she is.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's. Yeah. I mean, when I think Oprah acting, I still go back to like A Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just as great in this movie. I don't really think there's anything she cannot do.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you know, that's me and my love for Oprah.
Yeah, I mean, you think of her in The Butler, how good she was in that.
Amazing.
Selma, and then
how does she do it?
The Henrietta Lacks movie, which I thought she was really great in that because she played someone with mental illness. And
like she started as a newscaster.
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Color Purple, you mentioned Color Purple, that was her first movie.
Yes.
And right out of the gate, an Oscar nomination.
She was amazing.
Yeah. 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 You mentioned, what were we talking about before we started? I can't remember now, but...
In our pre-conversation?
Yeah. Oh, well, we have really nothing planned because I went out late last night. And,
right.
Because
it's your birthday yesterday.
Yeah. So,
right? So now that you're getting, you know, closer, we're on that further end of 30 now.
Yeah, it's now mid to late 30s is how one describes themselves, right?
Is that how we would now be called? We're like
mid 30s is fine. Anymore? After 37, I think you'd have to say late 30s.
After 37.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, you can say mid-30s, 34 to 36, then 37, 38, 39. Yeah, you're going to have to say late.
Late.
You know.
Definitely late 30s. So what are you? You're mid. You're still mid-30s,
right? Yeah, 36 is still mid-30s to me.
It's very ambiguous.
Ambiguous?
Yes. You know.
You're going to have to learn how to pronounce that when you're 36.
I will. I still have a few months.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was with friends that are the same age as us at dinner last night, and you know, you reflect on these things. But I mean, you reflect on the year or where you are in life at New Year's, at Christmas as well, and Thanksgiving. I mean, that's when people usually do that sort of introspection. I wasn't terribly introspective. I was just, you know, happy to be out and having a beverage and, you know, having a meal and things like that, you know. But,
of course.
But, you know, I haven't really given it much thought because this week, at least, I'm not interested in doing that. I know when we talk about these things on this show, whatever time of year it is, you know, that's when it comes up, right? But this week, I'm just not interested in thinking about it. But you know,
I was the same on my 31st.
I mean, I think of all of our friends and family members who didn't live long enough. And I think they would have loved to be 36 or whatever age.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you can't complain about getting old. I know I've got friends who are just annoying when they say, you know, I don't want to get old. But, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who would love to get old. I mean, just think of those kids at Parkland, you know, who would have loved to be 36.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, you know, you're lucky that you're alive.
Well, we must stay humble and, of course, appreciate the time we do have.
Yeah.
I recognize that, especially as the older I get, right? You know, not tomorrow is not promised to any one of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's important to really appreciate the time that you have now with the people that you have now and all of the things that are relevant right now.
Yeah, and the people that you want to be with. And you know what I mean?
Yes, like
the
people. Stop wasting your time with people that are, you know, just a waste of your time, basically.
Yeah, and that applies to not only family members, but friends. Because I think when you're friends with people, there's a great expectation as to what that friendship might be. And so the what you think it might be is different than what the other person might think it might be. And so either one of you might be expecting different things. And you know, I know a lot of people who think that, oh, they have to be friends with their family members or their cousins or their their parents or whatever. Sometimes that doesn't work out. And then the same thing with people that you work with. I mean, there are people I work with. I mean, I see them more often than...
Yeah, than, like, your own family.
And some of those people I don't want to hang out with anymore, right?
Right,
that's
right.
Enough. And then the same thing, too, with people that you know 20, 30 years from childhood. Some people expect that you need to be friends with these people, right? For the rest of your life, if you will.
It's so weird, you know? Like, I don't know. It's... And I think, too, you know, what friendships look like as we get older, those expectations kind of change.
Yeah.
Or morph into other things.
And people do change, don't they?
People do definitely change. I mean, I personally, I've always been a pretty, I've always been loyal, especially to my friends. And I think also, I mean, you're an only child, so maybe you can speak to this, but I was an only child for a long time, so my friends, especially my close friends, were like family.
Yeah, but they're the only people in your life, right? Yeah, right? I understand that even now, yeah.
You know, right? So so those friendships that I build with those people, I really respect, you know, much like our friendship, as long as we've known each other. I you know, I respect the unions that I make with people.
Yeah.
So regardless of, you know, if I haven't spoken to this person in 10 years, I still consider them a friend until you give me a reason not to.
And that happens. Yeah, and unfortunately that happens a lot. And people don't really, I guess some people don't think like that and don't expect it.
No, a lot of people don't think like that. And then that's the part that's, you know, devastating for me is because, you know, some people, they don't receive it the same way.
Yeah.
Or deliver, I guess I should say, the same way. And then I'm disappointed. But yeah. It's just something like that I have to recognize is not everybody is, you know, not everyone views friendships or relationships the same way as maybe I do.
Yeah, and so what's the advice then? Do you have to stand back and just let it, let friendship come to you? I mean, you also don't want to be, knowing you as long as I have, you're not someone who wants to, I guess, put them, press upon, you know what I mean? Or
no, never.
You know, you don't want to impose on someone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, never. I'm not like, I like some people for the most, you know, I'm not I'm not going to say I'm a huge people person because I have my introverted ways about me, right? So I like being around the people that I like, and I'm never one to be like begging or looking for friends, you know, but if I connect with somebody, I'm not going to like push that away.
Yeah.
I have friends at work that, you know, I've worked at the same place for 8 years. So these people, like, they feel like family now.
Yeah.
You know, I do see them more than I see anybody else. it's interesting, but,
So when we weigh that with the epidemic now of loneliness and how hard it is for people over 30 to meet other people, is there a way to, say, navigate that and be able to, say, make friends with people so that we aren't stuck or, you know, we aren't alone?
It does take a lot of work. Yeah. I found that I have to, like, really, you know, You got to put yourself out there.
It's like dating, isn't it? I stole that from my friend Nick Thornton from the People Doing Things podcast. He was saying, because he's in his 30s, and he says, like, you know, friend dating, it's, you know, you really have to think about the person that, you know, you're trying to make a connection with, and you have to weigh, you know, what that means in your life, how much time this
exactly.
will take. But I think we're the better for it if we make the, you know, we take the chance to do this, right?
Funny, I was having this conversation with somebody at work the other day about, he wants to meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
And which I totally get, and, you know, we're both kind of in the same boat, but we're just so busy, and we, both my colleague and I, and he started maybe about 2 years after I did, but we're both in the midst of a real career change
mm-hmm.
right now, you know, we're advancing in our careers at work, and although we do want to meet people, it's like we're just so busy. And
yeah.
how much, you know, we have to really think, how much time do I really want to commit, first of all, to this search for somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And then to put in the time to, like, you know, get to know them and, you know, all of that stuff. Just don't have time. So it's very, you know, and it sucks. So in the way of when we're talking about making friends or even starting new relationships at this age, it's so hard. I sometimes feel a bit wishy-washy because I start a connection
mm-hmm.
and then I can't really close the deal, if you will, because I'm all over the place.
You've got other stuff, yeah.
I got things going on. I can't. I honestly don't have time to just hone in on focus on one person and like. Building on that,
yeah,
just don't right now. So, yeah, it does get hard meeting people at this age, let alone dating. Like, Jesus,
yeah.
I think by the time I actually have a moment to like date, I'll probably be 50. I'm gonna be old.
Yeah, we and again, this is the thing. I mean, you're in your mid-30s. And then you're just busy trying to, you know, get through life. And then the next thing you know, the moment when you do have time to take a breather, yeah, it's when you hit the big 5-0 or something, you know.
Yeah. Well,
older than that even for some people, right?
Well, that's what I've been seeing. Like, there's a lady at work. I mean, she's not 50 yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little older, but she met and remarried a guy that she met online. So I'm like, you know, there's still hope for her. But I just, it's like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I think as I turn 36 that I'm thinking about is that, yeah, you do need to have friends around you. And, yeah, I think that's one of the things, maybe it's a goal, if you will, just to surround yourself with
good new people.
Yeah, and try to meet new friends. Yeah, because, you know, I've got friends who are of all ages, right? I really have friends that are younger than I am, but I mean, usually older than I am. And it's just, you know, it's just geography and it's just, you know, nature that you're going to have to replace some of these people eventually, right?
Well, that's what I've been seeing. I went to a funeral with my grandma like 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of her bestest and closest friends that she actually came from Jamaica with
yeah.
in the 50s.
Yeah.
And she passed away. And I know, you know, out of all my grandma's friends, she was probably definitely one of the closest.
Yeah.
And they talked almost every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just thinking, wow, like, my grandma's going to be 80 this year. And my grandpa's 88
uh-huh.
as well. And it's like, all of their friends around them are dying.
Yeah, but
you know,
but
I wonder what
yeah.
I like. What do they do? Are they sad? They don't have anyone to talk to now. It must be so sad.
Yeah, and that's the point. I think that when I talk to older people, I know that they see their contemporaries die off.
Mm-hmm.
They find value in whatever friendship we have because I am younger, and. And, you know, I mean, I get a lot of wisdom from these people as well.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So right. I think it's a good thing that you do reach out to you. And unfortunately, yeah, when you turn 36, yeah, you might have to look the other way and find people that are younger as well, right?
Well, you know, as shitty as it makes me feel sometimes, yeah, I do. I will befriend the younger children and
yeah.
the younger demographic. I mean, I also have younger brothers, right? Very much younger.
Yeah.
So, you know, hanging out with them on occasion keeps me apprised of all the hip things. Like my youngest brother, he'll be 24 in May.
Yeah.
Right. Like him and Simone are closer in age than we are.
Yeah.
So it's always fun when I get to hang out with him, and he keeps me up to date on the things and all the cool TV shows.
Yeah, I don't remember 24. Do you?
barely. Like when I like 24. What the hell? I had a 3-year-old. Simone was 3 years old when I was 24.
Really? Yeah.
So no, I just know that at 21, my life pretty much ended. So.
Well, you know, you got.
I don't remember much since then.
You've got 50 to look forward to, then, right?
Well, yeah, 50. I'm hoping to get my life back on track. Sophia's going to be 10 this in April. I'm like, yes, I'm almost there. Almost back to having my life again.
Yeah, so for you, it'll be you'll be 40, right?
In 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean you don't have to wait to 50, right?
I guess not, but I mean, you know, even at that, it'll take me some time to get the ball rolling.
But
it'll take some time for me to
But I think when once we hit 40, we realize this thing is the clock is ticking and. And it'll be urgent, and that's why, the people get, I guess that's why they
it'll
get.
It'll be urgent, it'll be in desperation.
Yeah, that's why people have, midlife crises at that age, right? So.
Oh, Jesus.
So
I don't even know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
That's what we have to look forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure we'll go through this crisis together, hopefully.
Yeah, well, the next year, and when you turn 36 later this year, I'm sure. We'll talk about it then, right?
We'll reconnect, see where we're at. Start maybe planning for a midlife crisis in about 3 years or so.
That's right.
Go through that together. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, March 19th.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.